failures in my long years here. The introduction of a currency that's impoverished the Mediterranean. I've seen the idealised Schengen area lead to the free movement of Kalashnikovs. And every single week and month, we see the attempt to create a single state of Europe, which, of course, the European peoples don't want. But the EU's common asylum policy is the lowest ebb for policy yet. Chancellor Merkel took the cork out of a champagne bottle and said anyone could come, and now you're trying to put the cork back in and realising it's not possible. So you've turned to somebody else to sort out your own problem. So let's talk Turkey. They have taken your weakness and they've now decided they're going to blackmail you. Not only do they want €3 billion from you this year, they're going to want €3 billion from you every single year. And in return, they've given absolutely no guarantees whatsoever that they will stop people from coming or indeed take people back. And they've managed to persuade you, whatever the Commissioner says, into offering them by October next year visa-free access for 75 million people whose average GDP income is half that of the poorest EU member state. I guess what you're doing is you're saying the way we'll stop illegal immigration is to make it all legal immigration. And if that doesn't take the biscuit, now you're going to fast-track Turkey to be an EU member. So let's just think about that. A country 97% of whose landmass is in Asia, apparently you want to join Europe. It is a country that appears to be keener on bombing the Kurds than it is on taking on ISIS. It is a country that has turned a complete blind eye to ISIS fighters travelling through its territory. It is a country, according to the Pew Institute, whose poll last week showed that 8% of those 75 million actively encourage and support the aims of ISIS. It is a country directly and closely linked with buying ISIS oil, and we will finish up bordering Syria, Iraq and Iran. It is mad. It is the most dangerous decision the European Union has yet taken. I'm sure the British Prime Minister will be delighted. He's campaigned for this since 2005. To me, without any of the other debate, if there was one single reason why Britain should, in this referendum, vote to leave the European Union, it is the folly of political integration with Turkey. It is not only stupid, it is damned dangerous.